Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Acts chapter 2. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the text. People of God, and even many outside of Christ's church, have always been interested in the concept of the last days, the end of the world, the what, why, how, and when this world will end, especially the when part. And throughout history, history is littered with a number of people who were convinced that they were able to predict the will of our Father in heaven. They, of course, have all been wrong, obviously. But even within my own lifetime, I remember the Mayan calendar predictions of 2012 and around the year 2000, all the crazy Y2K predictions. All the world, it seems, is waiting to see if Christ is going to come and do something. If only these same multitudes of people would have the same excitement concerning what it is that he has already come and done. Joel speaks of the great and magnificent day. And most people think of that only as the day when the world will end and God will usher in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. But I tell you that the world has not needed to wait around to see Christ doing something great and magnificent. Pentecost was a great and magnificent day, and we see fulfillment of what Joel was talking about would be happening in the last days, which gives you a clue as to how long the last days have been going on. Through the Holy Spirit, God continues to do his great and magnificent work throughout the world and here in our own lives. Christ is doing amazing things here and now. You want to see Christ doing amazing, magnificent work? Come by church this week and see what goes on at Vacation Bible School. The gospel is proclaimed to the next generation. And I'm really excited because we're focusing on the Reformation, as it is the 500th anniversary of Luther nailing the 95 Theses. A mighty fortress is our theme. We see him doing great and magnificent work here. We see him doing great and magnificent work in faraway places. We talked about this a couple weeks ago with what's going on in Africa. Just recently, I read an article by a pastor from Indonesia. Now, Indonesia is the largest Muslim, has the largest Muslim population in the world. This pastor was a former Muslim. He, along with 10% of his fellow countrymen, are now Christian. There are more than 250 million people in Indonesia. There are more than 25 million Christians now in a place where there were none not too long ago. On average, in recent years, 2 million Muslims a year are becoming Christian in a nation that persecutes Christians. That's one every 15 seconds. The good news of salvation in Jesus Christ is being proclaimed and is being heard. We celebrate this day of Pentecost. It is the day in which the Holy Spirit came to the disciples. The coming of the Holy Spirit is not a one-day event. This is the day the Christian church was born. The day the gospel was proclaimed to the disciples, and through them, that gospel was proclaimed to sinners of many nations in many different languages, and they believed. And we hear later on that 3,000 of them were baptized. They came to know Christ. It is through the church of the apostles, that the world gets to see Christ in action. is in baptism that the old Adam was crucified and buried with Christ. Eternal life begins, and we have been raised to a new life. The day of your baptism was a great and magnificent day. The day of your baptism was part of the last days, just as the day of Pentecost was. We look at what it is that Christ has done in this world, and we see that it was really 8 weeks before Pentecost that Jesus' work really got going. I mean, he certainly did a lot during his 3 years of ministry, preaching, teaching, healing, performing miracles, all those wonderful events that the Gospels tell us about. But the work for which he was born into this world was to suffer and die as the Lamb of Sacrifice. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Then after that most gracious offering, an even more wonderful victory over death and the grave on Easter morning, Christ lets us know that his work of salvation, it is complete, it's finished, salvation is here, but his work in our lives and in the church, it's ongoing. Several weeks ago in our gospel reading, if you remember, Jesus told his disciples, you know, all these miracles that I have been doing, you will do even greater things than these. The coming miracle of the spread of the gospel and the healing of the multitude of souls through that word of God and the words of God's people as the Holy Spirit would guide and grow the church is the greater miracle. And we talked about a couple weeks ago that the tens of millions of Lutherans in Africa in particular, it is one of the great miracles of our lifetime. And then we heard a week ago Thursday, 10 days ago, as we celebrated Ascension Day, we heard the words from Luke's gospel, or rather, we heard Luke's words from the book of Acts, where he was addressing the man Theophilus, to which he had also written his gospel. And he says, in my former book, Theophilus, that is the gospel of Luke, I wrote to you all about that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven. Did you catch that? What Jesus did during his years on earth was the beginning of his work, what he began to do and to teach. The victory was complete through the cross and the empty grave, but Christ continues his work through his church. As Martin Luther said, Christ could have died 1,000 times. It would be of no use to us if we never heard about it. In Christ continuing his work in his church on earth, we see the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. Joel had said, in the last days, God declares, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Even though Peter was able to preach to these God-fearing Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, etc., even though he did preach to people from all over the known world, this was only the beginning of the work of Christ and his church. They didn't even know where Indonesia was. And now there's 25 million Christians there. We are living in the last days, just as Peter and all of the Christians there in the early church life were living in the last days. And just as all generations of Christians since then have been living in the last days. And there's always those who see signs that, oh, the Lord must be coming soon. I've had a couple friends of mine, not from Quincy, but from my past residences in the last few years, were really hyped up about this book. I guess it was really popular, called The Four Blood Moons, written by a pastor who had predicted that this grouping of four lunar eclipses, which were going to happen in 2014, 2015. Now, what God included in, because somebody else was predicting that these would, you know, usher in the end of the world. Well, this guy was smart enough to know that, you know, you can't predict the end of the world because you can never write a second book then, because, you know. So he predicted that it was going to usher in, you know, a time of calamity and then a time of blessing. Oh, how I love vague predictions of the future, because you're always going to be right, because you can always say, see, this is what I was talking about. But there's always going to be, you know, these people coming along saying, this is what's going to happen. And we look to the Word of God and say, no, only the Father knows. And what we know is sure. There is certainly a time when the Christ will come. He will come at a time appointed by our Heavenly Father, and this world will end. Of this we can be certain. Until then, the work of the church continues, and we have an obligation to share the good news that fills us with the next generation. And every day in which Christ does not come, in every day that he does not return, we are to see as an opportunity to speak of the great and magnificent work of Christ, that what he has done to bring us out of darkness and into light. We were once dead in our sins. We were enemies of God. We were in need of new life and could only be created in baptism. And now look at us. Scripture says, rivers of living water flow forth. Eternal life is not some far-off dream. Christ, who is the resurrection and the life, is here today. The Christian church, born on the day of Pentecost, is wherever God's people are gathered around his word and sacraments. He has begun his good work in us, and he will bring it to completion in the great and magnificent day of the Lord. Until that day, we proclaim the good news of salvation. We proclaim what it is we have through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we proclaim that one day he will return. And that will be a great and magnificent day. Because as the prophet Joel said, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.